Greetings and God bless to America, Israel, and the world. Welcome to another Spotify for Podcasters update on Bible prophecy, world events, the Bible codes, and salvation as it relates to our King Yeshua and His Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Once again, God bless each and every one of you. I apologize once again for taking so long to do another update. However, I wanted to find out what was really going on in the Middle East with Israel. As you know, they had major attacks on October 7th. And then they had a more recent attack just before the eclipse. And by the way, I do believe that the eclipse we experienced on April 8th was a relevant sign of Jonah, which is the only sign the Lord told us to look for in the end times. All right, let's get into it. Today is, it's the afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Excuse me. Sunday afternoon, April 21st, 2024. I do believe we are officially in the Hebrew calendar year of 5784, which has a lot to do with open and closed doors, the symbology of a open door in a tent or a house. But it's not just open or closed doors. It's the Lord is cleaning things up and He is opening the right doors for people and urging them and prodding them in the right direction to open the right doors of opportunity and close the wrong doors where you're hitting a brick wall with your endeavors. And I'm a perfect example of that. I'm what you call overeducated and underemployed. I've been unemployed from full-time work for close to 2 months now, so I do need your prayers on that. My finances, getting back to work, and also my hypothyroid, which I did a... just a little side note, I did a... Dr. Bo detox vitamin from Amazon, and it kind of cleans up your digestive tract and the organs, like the liver and the organs around the digestive tract. But it's very harsh. It was a 15-day cleanse, and I lost 10 pounds, which is good, but I'm still dangerously overweight, so I desperately need everyone's prayers for my health, my finances, and getting back to work. And folks, this, all this stuff going on right now is, I believe it's a family curse. I got the hyperthyroid from my mother. I've prayed against it many times. I do believe that the Lord is going to heal me, and I do believe He's going to bless me. But we also have to realize, folks, that, you know, the end times is not going to be a bed of roses. So we have to understand that, you know. But the key is to have the joy of the Lord and worship Lord and thank Him for what He did for us, dying on that cross. And the next thing I wanted to kind of talk about before we get into the wars and the rumors of wars and everything else going on with the craziness in America and overseas. Let's see. So I wanted to talk about, there's a young man on my Facebook. He's got a following called the ARC Movement, and I think he's going to, well, first of all, they're actually protesting in DC, in support of TikTok. So, apparently the politicians are still trying to shut down TikTok despite all their corruption. But what's really going on is they've been selling us down the river with other countries And so I don't know if China still has control of TikTok or not, but it won't be overnight if they shut it down. You know, could be another year or two, but let's pray that, you know, TikTok stays on, online in America. Because, yes, I know there's a lot of frivolous videos on there with, silly information and dancing and Jezebels and you name it. I understand that. But there are also a growing number of Christians who do both pre-recorded shows and also live shows. And I've had some fascinating conversations. Sometimes they turn into arguments, but, it is what it is. When it comes to spirituality, sometimes I kind of get like Trump gets about politics. So we do need to watch our tongue and keep our cool when we're talking to people, because there's many people that you're not going to be able to save their soul. It's not going to happen. They're either stubborn, or they're a non-believer, or they were raised a certain way, or they've seen hypocrisy and are tired of it. But we still need to pray for our enemies and pray for as many people to come to the Lord before the possibility of rapture and the second coming. We all know that there's a possibility of the age of grace coming to a close, which I think scares everyone, but we are told to have a righteous and healthy fear of the Lord and not be fearful of man. But, pray for man, if you're being oppressed, if you're a victim of violence, poverty like I am, the spirit of poverty and bad health can come over any one of us. But at the end of the day, I also pray that, I currently have a roof above my head, even though it ain't much and I have to pay weekly. I pray that don't become homeless. But the key is to endure, understand what Christ went through, and try our best to make it to heaven. I pray for rapture all the time. I personally believe there'll be one, two, possibly three raptures in the 2020s, but I don't believe that the second coming will happen until the 2030s. I've seen some information where the Revelation 12 sign we had September 23rd, 2017, you count off 7 years from that, time period is expiring September 23rd this fall, 2024. And I personally believe that's a conclusion of possibly could be the first half of the tribulation. Not the 3.5 years that you're thinking about, but the I kind of go by what Ministry Revealed talks about, a 14-year time period. It's actually a 21-year-old time period, but the first 7 years are done. Antichrist Obama was in training in the White House from 2008 till, what, 2016. And then Trump did a great job, I think, when he took over in 2017 and for 4 years and everything he did for Israel. But just remember that you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, okay? Trump is under heavy, heavy litigation fire, just trying to survive what they're doing to him. Now, from what I understand, they cannot keep him from running for office, that there's some strange laws out there where I think you can actually even be a felon and still run for office. But the fact of the matter is, I do believe that Father Yahweh and Yeshua are using Trump and for certain reasons. But I also believe that Trump could very well be an honorary Mason. In other words, he was given the 33 degree level, probably without having to go through the rituals. So I don't like the Mason thing, especially if they're connected to the Illuminati, obviously. I don't like the fact that he supported the vaccines and profited off the vaccines. That's a bioweapon. he would have had to have known what that was all about. And I'm not going to say it's the mark of the beast. I think it's leading to the mark of the beast, and it's a bioweapon. I'm going to leave it right at that. But let's face reality, if it changes your DNA, that is definitely not good with the Lord. So I put that in God's hands. Revelation 13:16. No man can buy or sell lest he have the mark, for it's man's number 666. So a lot of people really truly believe it's going to be like the RFID chip, in maybe coordination with the quantum dot tattoo, and possibly the invention that Elon Musk is working on, which is the kind of the biofeedback implant that connects to your brain or something like that. I don't know how it works, but I know it's not natural and it's not of God. And I also want everyone to pray for my older brother. I'm the youngest of five. I lost one of my brothers in the 80s from suicide. He was schizophrenic. So I have an older brother who's 8 years older than me, who's has stage 4 cancer, and he's kind of in a new retirement or semi-retirement, writing books along with my dad, but he's also taking care of my dad while he has stage 4 cancer. So prayers for my older brother as well. And then I have an older half-brother still living who's 18 years older than me. And his pension was stripped down from $1,500 to $900 because he came into his United Baggage job drunk one day. So he's struggling to survive as well. And then my older half-sister is doing quite well out in Montana. She's working at a college finance office, and also inherited a house from an elderly lady she took care of. So she's doing quite well. I still don't understand why she wants to live in cold, snowy Montana, but she's always, you know, for someone who's 16 years older than me, she's always been a tomboy. You know, she was all into snow skiing, and she worked for UPS for a number of years, and she was a professional cook that went to the CIA Cooking Institute and managed 50 people at a hotel. And I know this stuff is relevant, but I'm just kind of giving y'all a background of where I come from, you know. I'm the youngest of five. We're from Indianapolis. My dad's from Chicago. And, you know, times are getting very tough now. And, you know, there's a lot of people that took the vaccine to wish they hadn't. You know, I saw the writing on the wall with Obama and the deep state and the CIA over there in China planning the virus, basically, and planning this whole evil world event for shutdown reasons. And so I never took the vaccine. I saw that whole thing coming. But in 2018 or 19, which was before the whole 2020 debacle, I asked the nurse for an antibiotic, and I think she may have poisoned me with something. So just pray with me on that as well, that, the Lord cleans up my bloodstream and DNA, and that I'll be worthy of heaven someday. Because, it's very sad that we really can't trust anyone unless they're a true believer and not a hypocrite. It's getting harder and harder to trust people nowadays. And the Bible warns us that the love of many would grow cold. But as you know, in Matthew 24, it talks about not being deceived. And many think that there were a lot of signs and warnings in the Revelation 12 sign about the dragon attacking the baby that was about to be born or something. And that there were some symbology in the heavens that were trying to kind of warn us about the upcoming vaccines. So, again, I'm not going to say whether or not it's the mark of the beast. I'll just say that if it changes your DNA, that's terrible in God's eyes. And it's definitely a bioweapon. But remember, the vaccines never really controlled buying and selling. It controlled whether or not you had a job. And, you know, many people were able to, you know, unless you were in a 1099 job, you were required by your boss to take the vaccine. So many true believers got information printed out from their pastor or church leader that allowed them to bypass having to get the vaccine. And a lot of people didn't know about that, but it was out there. You were able to access these printouts from a church saying, "This goes against my faith or religion to have any type of foreign substance that I believe not to be helpful medicine or vitamins." And that's exactly what I do. I take vitamins because I do not trust Big Pharma. And I think if you trust the vaccines and you trust Big Pharma, you're definitely either not aware or lying to yourself or something. Now, I'm not saying that all forms of medicine are bad. Obviously, if you're having a heart attack, yeah, you're going to need something at the hospital. If you had a car accident, you're going to need something. If you need, you know, a new organ, or like my brother had a metal rod fused to his backbone in the early 90s. And so I'm not talking about that. But at the same time, that metal rod fused to his backbone that was put on by probably the number one doctor in the world at the time, Dr. Terry Trammell, who works on all the IndyCar drivers, probably did not tell my older brother that this steel implant, like my other brother, the older half-brother who has a fake hip implant, they don't tell you that these implants or women getting fake breasts, things like that, they don't tell you that it can cause cancer. So I think there's probably a good chance that my older brother may have gotten the stage 4 cancer, either from the vaccine if he took it, or a combination thereof with the metal rod that was fused to his backbone. So it really comes down to discernment and research. And you know, it's sad that we have to be that alert, because what about, you know, young people or retarded people that, you know, don't really know what's going on? Well, God knows what's going on. And so if you're lacking in a certain area, I believe the Lord will have mercy on your soul. Okay, so we're at 17 and a half minutes. We're doing good. By the way, folks, the number 17 means victory in the Bible. Victory. Yeah, the number 17 means victory in the Bible. And it's kind of an important number to me because my birthday on our calendar, not on the Chrysler calendar, but on our regular calendar, is July 1st, 1970. But when you're talking about it being 5784, I don't know so much that I believe that there was a 13th month, but, you know, Israel normally goes by the moon cycle, and so when there's a lunar eclipse in Israel, that's usually an indication of something bad that could happen for Israel, whereas we had a solar eclipse, which is more than likely a bad omen or warning for America, which I believe America is modern-day Babylon. So when our evil leaders, I'm not saying Trump was a part of it or anything, but when our evil leaders made plans to divide Israel into, I don't know, two or three regions or whatever it is they were talking about, when you do that, it makes God very angry. And if you don't repent within, as a nation, within 40 days of the eclipse, judgment ensues, meaning that He would allow America, Babylon, America, to be divided by earthquakes, which could change our landmass. And I believe America is going to be severely weakened, if not totally destroyed, to the point where we may not be able to help out Israel in the end times near Armageddon, because there are parts of Revelation and the prophecies in the Bible which don't even speak about America at a certain point. We have to face reality that we have evil leaders in charge, and they're keeping information from us, and they're let's face reality, the majority of them are globalist, New World Order, demonic, Illuminati, Satanists. I'm not even joking. There's all sorts of demons in D.C. and other areas, you know, New York, Chicago, L.A., Miami, even Nashville, Tennessee. The country music scene has become massive debauchery in the evenings, and so we have to keep a focus on spiritual warfare and try to save souls, pulling them out of the ditch and saving their soul. There was an old classic rock song. I'm trying to remember who it was. But in the song, they said something about pulling kids out the ground, okay? I think it was Smoke on the Water, okay? So I'm envisioning this classic rocker writing the song back in the 70s where he's talking about, you know, saving people or pulling kids out of the ground. And I thought it was a genius line. But it's definitely symbolic of what's going on in the world. And, you know, a lot of people want to talk about hypocrisy. Well, Jesus himself called the corrupt leaders of the temple hypocritical vipers. He would say things like, any one of you would pull your donkey out of a ditch if it was stuck in the ditch on the Sabbath. So, yes, I do believe the Ten Commandments are important. The Lord's feasts are important, and they're going to be required in heaven. But, you know, the 613 Old Testament laws are, we're not expected to follow all those. It's a different ball game after Christ died for our sins. So I think it's important to recognize the Ten Commandments, obey the Ten Commandments, observe the Lord's feasts. We're getting ready, you know, we got the Easter's over with. By the way, that's really a pagan holiday. It shouldn't even be called Easter. It's true believers call it Resurrection Sunday. And now tomorrow on the 22nd of April, we're getting ready to move into approximately 7 days of Passover. Or it's going to go from like the 22nd up to the last day of April, I believe. And so Passover, yes, it was originally a Jewish tradition, which symbolized a holy residential celebration by the Jews, the true believers of Yahweh. Not necessarily all of them believe in Yeshua, but they believe in the same God, Yahweh. And it's all about thanking God for him rescuing the Jews from the bondage in Egypt. And so when the Lord parted the seas, Egypt, the gold and silver and jewelry and valuables, the Jews were able to make off with all of that, giving them seven times what they lost over the generations of 400 years slavery in Egypt. Now, many would argue that, well, a lot of them voluntarily chose to go into bondage in Egypt because they did not have the faith or trust in the Lord to protect them in Israel. And to some extent, that is true. But the fact of the matter is, the Lord does have an agreement to protect his chosen people. I'm not talking about the fake government of Israel, or the fake Jews, or the Zionists, or anything like that. I'm talking about protecting and saving the true believers. Got to take a quick break, check on my laundry, be right back. We're headed to 25 minutes, be right back. And we're back. Sorry about that, had to check on the laundry. Okay, so as you know, the spiritual warfare around the world is getting more intense with the labor pains of the world, the earthquakes, the natural disasters, and the wars and rumors of wars. I talked to you about the Revelation 12 sign that we saw in 2017, how that's coming to a close this fall. And so that second 7-year time period is really coming to an end, and then there's going to be 1 7-year time period left, which is, I believe, will be called the Great Tribulation. And obviously, we're all praying for rapture before the Great Tribulation. But then again, others are saying it'll be the regular tribulation. Either way, the Lord does not want a bloodied bride. He wants us to endure to the end. But when you get to that final 7 years, whenever it may be, 3.5 years into that 7-year peace agreement with Israel, that's when the Antichrist breaks the covenant agreement of protection, and the true believers of Israel have to run to Petra and run to other places to survive. And if they look back, if they look back for their belongings, I'm not saying they turn to a pillar of salt, but again, they may not survive. So, very important that we recognize the times we're living in. And I'm telling you once again, you know, I'm not 501c3. I'm just a working class guy who's overeducated, who does a audio podcast about Bible prophecy on the side. I haven't got a single donation from anyone, even though I'm out of work right now and I desperately need help. You know, and I need to get some decent podcast equipment too. So I'm not asking you for millions of dollars to build a church or buy a plane, but I definitely need financial help because I'm unemployed and I need some good podcast equipment to really try to broadcast more and maybe do some interviews if I make some more connections. On Resurrection Sunday, which some people call Easter, I visited a Baptist church and I gave to the church, and it was a wonderful service and wonderful singing, and the pastor was wonderful. He prayed for me, but he's one of those guys that focuses on Romans and doesn't really talk much. I mean, he talks about Jesus, that's good. But he's focused on Romans, and he doesn't really talk about Revelation or world events. And to me, that bothers me because, I mean, you'd have to be blind to not see what's going on in the world with the end times. You know, the laser attacks in Hawaii alone it's obvious they're trying to depopulate us. They're trying to poison our farms, put chemtrails in the air. They want us to basically eat bugs, die, and be damned to hell. That's their ultimate goal. Many of these people are fallen angels, possibly reptilians, or just plain demons or Satanists that have chosen the dark side. Now, the fallen angels who were cast out of heaven, they're definitely trying to drag souls to hell. And they don't want people to be saved. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're bitter that they were cast out of heaven because they wanted God's power. And they wanted to be worshipped above God, which will never happen. So that's part of the spiritual warfare that's going on. And, you know, I'm not one of these persons that can see in the other dimension. I don't really have prophetic dreams. My dreams are more crazy, weird, and social. Sometimes famous people will show up in my dreams and just weird situations or survival or travel, whatever. But I was definitely given the gift, probably in high school, of comparing world events to Bible prophecy and Bible codes. And it all kind of kicked off when I started watching Jack Van Impe on television. But I didn't officially leave the Catholic Church until I got saved by Campus Crusade for Christ in college in the early 90s. And that was a wonderful experience. I remember the song Awesome God playing when I was getting saved, and I felt like the weight of the world was coming off my shoulders. I no longer had to go to a robotic Catholic mass on the wrong holy day, Sunday. You know, I started not only reading the Bible, but understanding the Bible and activating the Bible and understanding prophecy. And, you know, people who don't appreciate prophecy and the meanings and symbology in the Bible is normally because either they don't care, or maybe they're in a false religion like Catholicism or Muslim or Buddha or something like that. Now, they may put forth a fancy appearance. See, a lot of people don't talk about this, but the fact of the matter is the devil can come off as a very handsome or beautiful person. But in reality, underneath it all, and underneath their suit or their dress or whatever, they're full of demons, and they have evil intentions for themselves and other people. And so then the other situation was probably about 2 or 3 weeks before Resurrection Sunday, I went to a small church in this rapidly growing small town near Orlando. That is a young man from India who's kind of like a faith healer out of the Lakeland, Florida area. I guess he has his own church down there. He married a beautiful blonde woman from here in America. And so I went to his revival service for 3 hours. Stood in line from like 5 to 6 or 6:30, something like that. Finally get in there. The service starts at like 7, and I was there all the way till 10 o'clock. So I was there for 3 hours inside and maybe an hour and a half waiting in line. And I'm not going to say that he's a charlatan. Okay, I'm not going to say that. But I am going to say that I question whether 100% of his so-called healings were legitimate. In other words, I was kind of catching a Benny Hinn vibe from him. In other words, maybe he was showboating for a lot of the situation that's going on. Because they had people waiting outside to be ushered in into the front row. So what they usually do is they coach these people. And sometimes, like when they had the Benny Hinn scandals going on, they would wear earpieces, and they would say, okay, Johnny so-and-so, he's in a wheelchair, and we're going to get him out of that thing, and I just want all of you to, you know, pretend it's a legitimate faith healing, and your palms will be greased, so just keep your mouth shut. You know, I just feel like that could be going on behind the scenes. And if it is, then they're in for a rude awakening with the Lord. Because, as you know, judgment starts in the house of the Lord. And in the news, there's been all sorts of problems and stories going on with not only shootings in the church and arguments and controversies, but the perverted homosexuals trying to take charge of the church over the true believers. It's all an abomination. And like I said, judgment starts in the house of the Lord. Yes, I believe that churches should be tax exempt, but when they're watering down the word, they're not reading from Revelation, they're not focusing on the world events, telling people how to get saved, and then to top it off, they're allowing demons and sodomites to lead their church, you know, rainbow flag type church, you know, that's an absolute abomination before the Lord. And if those people don't come to Christ and they die in those sins of trying to corrupt God's children, they're going to pay heavily with their soul in eternity in hell. And that's not even me saying that. That's my faith in the Lord's judgment. And I take the Lord's judgment very seriously. Like I said, we're to have a healthy fear of the Lord, not man. Okay? Even though man can do evil things to us, he can oppress us, keep us poor, he can kill us, do all these things. But if you obey the Lord and do the right thing, and you're a good person, you try to help people, you know. I'm not saying it's about that, because, you know, it's not about tithing or works or anything. It's about your faith and belief in Christ dying for our sins. So, don't get me wrong here. I don't support the prosperity gospel or anything. But I do believe that charitable giving out of your heart for someone in need, as long as it's not going to break your bank, you know, or put you on the street, is very important. Okay? So, once again, judgment starts in the house of the Lord. Okay, I mentioned that the vaccines are a bioweapon. And I believe the Mark of the Beast will probably be something like the quantum tattoo associated with the RFID chip, which will track all your buying and selling. So when you go into Walmart and you don't have the chip and the Mark of the Beast, then you won't be able to buy or sell. It's not going to just control jobs. It's going to actually control buying and selling. And so then eventually what happens is, I guess at some point you could be homeless, begging for food, because there won't be any currency, you know. When the BRICS nations sell off American bonds, it collapses our fiat currency, then they have to replace it with either a gold-backed currency or the CBDC. And the CBDC looks more likely because of our evil leaders want us to eventually be forced to take the Mark of the Beast. And then when you turn down the Mark of the Beast, hopefully because you love Jesus and believe he died for your sins, when you turn down the Mark of the Beast, that's when the Antichrist forces try to round you up and put you on a train or boxcar or truck or whatever it is to transport you to some sort of FEMA camp that's going to be used as a detention camp for 10 days. And the Bible says, stay faithful for 10 days. And, you know, they may try to hurt you. They may try to starve you. But you don't have to take the Mark of the Beast. The Mark of the Beast is voluntary. And so if you keep your soul pure by turning down the Mark of the Beast, then after that 10 days of detention, they're going to usher you possibly in a public event, televised worldwide, I don't know, with the global government, that you're going to be beheaded in a Chanel brand guillotine. They purchased guillotines and plastic coffins at each one of these FEMA camps. So do not fall for the lies of the federal government and FEMA that they're trying to help you with food and water, because it could definitely be a trap for you to get ensnared in a FEMA camp, you know. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a civil war or World War III or whatever. I literally had to put my weapons in the pawn shop. I'm doing so bad financially. So, you know, pray for me. I don't have any weapons right now. I've had to put my laptop and PS5 in there, and I am definitely struggling. But I do know this. My eternal soul is way more valuable than 10 or 20 more years in this evil world. Why do I say only 10 or 20 years? Because I think world events are wrapping up with the raptures, the wars, and the second coming of Christ. I believe in the 2030s. So, a rapture at the very end of the tribulation doesn't make a lot of sense, especially if you had to come right back to Israel to help fight evil, you know. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, in the end, God wins, okay? And that's what we have to remember. In the end, God and Jesus win, and he'll put the evil souls back in hell. And, yeah, in the meantime, whatever demonic spirits were entrapped under the river Euphrates, the Lord will probably release them, and they'll be plagues like flying locusts or scorpions, whatever it is, with lion's heads, woman's lion's head or whatever, that'll sting the people who took the mark of the beast. But the fact of the matter is, you want to try to keep pure, worship the Lord as long as you can, and I would definitely recommend not committing suicide, because a lot of us believe that if you commit suicide, that it's unforgivable sin because you have no chance to repent. So, whatever you do, no matter how hard it gets, whether you're homeless and begging for food and lottery cards or whatever, change, whatever, do not give in to the spirit of suicide, because it would be the ultimate eternal mistake. Don't take the mark of the beast. Stick with the King James Version of the Bible. I truly believe that the Geneva Version of the Bible is wonderful as well. So I talked about the Revelation 12 sign 2017, talked about the attacks on Israel on October 7, the fall of 2023, and then Israel was attacked once again by Iran just before the eclipse. The Iron Dome was successful to the tune of 99%, and I think there was only one death. But Israel is in for a rude awakening, because their enemies are completely surrounding them. And there's going to come a day on both sides of the equation where, you know, they're all going to run out of these missiles. These missiles and fighter jet equipment, all very, very expensive. Some of them cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Others cost millions of dollars. And some of the top-notch electronic technology and stealth technology in the fighter jets, I think some of them might be worth $1 billion a pop. So if you consider one fighter jet that's worth $1 billion, that would basically feed an entire economy. So it's very sad what's going on. This is all part of the predictions of the end times in the Bible, wars and rumors of wars. And then for a while we kind of thought that, oh, well, Israel was going to delay retaliation against Iran. And in reality, it was a short delay, and they had they were smart in doing precision surgical tactical strikes, which was exactly what I was recommending. Surgical tactical strikes on Iran. But, you know, all these regional disputes in the Middle East, especially against Israel, it's all very complicated, because you have all these different faiths, and then you have the New World Order government factor. So you can't trust anyone unless they're truly with Christ, and they see it all for what it is with the predictions in the Bible. You can see it coming. You can see Armageddon approaching. I believe Damascus is going to be destroyed in the very near future, to the point where it will be completely uninhabitable. It'll be so nuked out and shelled out, the buildings, the land, everything. Anyone who survives would have to evacuate, and probably could never be inhabited for at least 1,000 years, or till the Lord heals the land. And with the new heavens and earth, that's a real possibility. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, they're going to destroy Damascus. Israel's going to destroy Damascus at some point. And it's going to be a tit-for-tat. Regional wars and rumors of wars going on nonstop. And you had the corruption in the Ukraine. And then eventually Russia will invade Israel from the north for resources. Not so much necessarily global control, but definitely resources. Because remember, some of these nations are not part of the New World Order. So, Russia's had a lot of issues with being in desperate need of oil, and some of the other European nations have been treating Russia very harshly in terms of getting good deals on oil. So the Lord will put the hook in the jaw of Russia to come down from the north of Israel to invade Israel for resources. And then at some point, after the skirmishes have continued, maybe died down for 3.5 years during that 7-year peace agreement, which I believe it could have already been signed. But I believe Obama's the Antichrist, Pope Francis is a false prophet. They don't want to totally destroy Israel because I believe they want to use Israel as their new headquarters where they're going to build that third temple. And then, of course, the two witnesses will show up. I think they've already got the red heifer. So the plans are underway for the third temple. And so I believe the New World Order, Obama, the Pope, and the New World Order billionaire elite leaders are going to want to use the third temple as their headquarter base in Israel. I think the Vatican will probably be destroyed. There's a good chance that, I don't know, Trump may have gotten the gold back from the basement of the Vatican, but the Vatican will probably be shut down or destroyed because of all the evil and corruption going on there. And then somehow Obama and the Pope will have some public global ceremony saying that they love you and they love the environment and they just want to, you know, do the right thing and have this modern, perfect, globalist, Babylonian, artificial intelligence version of heaven on earth. And of course we know it all goes against the Lord. And the Lord is going to have to return once the four world superpowers start duking it out in Armageddon. So we're getting a little bit far down the line here in terms of describing what's coming in the future. But I just want to give you guys faith and encouragement that you need to start buckling down. If you haven't done your prepping, at least try to get some food, water, weapons if you can. Warm clothes, you know, batteries, solar power, a crank-up radio. Crank-up radio is a great idea because when you run out of batteries and the power is shut off, the internet's down, you're going to need these basics, maybe in a bug-out bag or what have you. But keep the faith and endure it to the end, and you will be saved by Yahweh and Yeshua. God bless each and every one of you. I look forward to speaking with you again. Maybe not necessarily in April, but certainly in May. Because the, Passover could very well bring miracles and Jubilee. I believe the Jubilee is kind of clashing with the Global Reset, but I believe the Lord wants to give us a Jubilee. They did basically save the babies with the litigation, and so we're completing that 50th year of saving the babies. For 50 years they were aborting babies, which is like the ultimate evil, that and child trafficking and violence and murder and everything. But we're hoping and praying for a Red Sea moment at the end of Passover. And then, of course, we have Pentecost approaching. So please get deep in your prayers that we overtake the New World Order and their evil schemes, and that the Lord rescues us earlier than later. God bless each and every one of you. Remember, all things are possible through faith in Yahweh and Yeshua. God bless each and every one of you, and I will probably talk to you in early May. Prayers. And oh yeah, I did want to mention, if you wanted to give a love gift to me because I'm unemployed and I need podcast equipment, you can do that on you can do that on PayPal, and you can also do that on Cash App. And if you want my detailed information to help me out, shoot me an email on my Gmail. My email is matt7170@gmail.com, and just tell me your story. I'll pray for you. And if you can offer a love gift, because I am currently unemployed from full-time work and needing podcast equipment, so we can pray for each other. And I will give you all the information you need if you'd like to send me a love gift of any amount to either my PayPal or Cash App. Okay, again, that email address is matt7170@gmail.com. God bless each and every one of you. I'll talk to you in May. And remember, keep the faith. God bless. Peace out. Talk to you later.